This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, enough with the feeling the faces and eyes without a face. It was 37 years ago yesterday that I tested the strength of a Toyota Corolla windshield.
That's why we're celebrating.
And
you're
I won.
To tell the story.
And I won.
It's a celebration.
You did win.
There's more where that came from.
Is every song today going to be about somebody who can't feel their face or their face is gone? Or...
Well, the list is short of those songs, but we're trying.
Well, so far we were 2 for 2.
Well, we'll go as long as we can.
Why?
Because we love you.
It's the anniversary.
Like I said, it's a celebration. You're here to tell the story.
Story here from ABC News. Butterfly populations have dropped by 22% against 554 recorded species in the United States, according to a new study in the journal Science. Quoting here from the study, our national scale findings paint the most complete and concerning picture of the status of butterflies across the country in the early 21st century. Now, before you guys start thinking, this isn't news, who cares? You should care. When bees and butterflies start to disappear, we are in trouble. What do you think pollinates?
They are the main pollinators, yes.
The plants on this planet.
Bees more so than butterflies, but butterflies also play a very, very important role.
Right here in Kansas City, they play an important role.
Because they migrate right through here.
The monarch migration goes right smack dab through here.
The study, which was titled Rapid Butterfly Declines Across the U.S. During the 21st Century, counted 12.6 million butterflies. Total butterfly abundance decreased across the United States at a rate of 1.3% annually, leading to a cumulative 22% decline between 2000 and 2020. Quoting here from Matt Forrester, he was the professor who co-authored this study. These are amazing creatures that have been on the planet for 100 million years, and they connect us to that history of the planet. Fewer of them is a tragic loss.
You know what one of the major issues is, right? Hmm. People don't like the look of milkweed. Milkweed is the home for monarch butterflies. It is where they drop their larva. It is where they feast. It is where they live throughout their life.
And why don't people like it? I don't understand.
They don't like the look of it. Well, they want the pods,
you mean?
Well, no, it looks like a natural weed. And so they decide to get rid of it because they would rather have bluegrass.
What's it called? Milkweed?
It's called milkweed or whatever other type of domestic grass that we like to plant. Zoysia.
What? I don't even know what it looks like.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yes, I do.
It's the big green leaf with it looks like it almost has a white powder on it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay.
People don't like the look of it. So if they have a larger piece of property, they will mow all of it down and replace it with a more domestic grass.
Milkweed is what they eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
you know that you could contact any local extension office and they will help you help the butterflies and the bees. Like, you don't have to do the full hive if you want to help the bees. They will help you with which plants are the pollinators, which plants the butterflies like. And you, with all of your big yard, you could do something as simple as planting something that just helps the population in a tiny way.
Well, I think I'll do that.
I think you should.
And if you plant some milkweed, you will start to see tons of monarch butterflies just flying around. They are beautiful.
They are beautiful. Okay. I knew Dana would want to hear about this story. A groundbreaking for the new Buc-ee's location in Kansas City, Kansas, could come sooner rather than expected. The proposed location, which is near Kansas Speedway, took a step forward after the Wyandotte County Unified Government's Board of Commissioners approved an ordinance freeing up land for the development. They're now saying that groundbreaking could take place before May 1st.
Well, I don't know if I can wait that long.
Plans for the site include...
to go to a gas station.
It is more than a gas station.
It is more than a gas station.
Okay.
Plans for the site include 120 gas pumps, 12 electric charging stations, and a 74,000-square-foot facility.
120 pumps and 12 electric charging stations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Keep in mind I want to put this in perspective.
Okay.
The Quick Trip over here has 16 pumps.
Oh, yeah. It's a destination 16. If you want to gas up. I
believe the biggest Quick Trip in the metro has like 30-some-odd pumps. And Quick Trip is huge.
This one over here has 16.
Yeah.
This is going to have 120.
Oh, yeah. No, you can stand at one, and typically they're all in a row at Buc-ee's. It's not like they're stacked where kind of like they are at Quick Trip where you have two side by side. They are just all in a row. And so you can stand at one end of the pumps and barely see the other end.
Not a life goal of mine.
Keep this in mind.
To stand at one end of gas pumps and not be able to see the other end.
Keep this in mind. It will bring 200 full-time jobs, attract 4 million visitors a year. 70% of them will be from outside of the state of Kansas.
Is it true that Cabela's is still the number one attraction in the state
of
Kansas?
It is.
Okay. I don't hate Cabela's. I don't love Cabela's. But just because it's attracting a lot of people does not mean it's something you or I would be interested in. Like, the Ball of Twine attracts a lot of people. I've never gone to see it. I would. I wouldn't go out of my way to go see it.
When Buc-ee's opens, will you allow me, please, to be the very first to take you up there? You've never seen anything like a Buc-ee's.
But why?
It's a mall. With gas pumps.
This, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of 30 years ago when something came open called Hypermart. It wasn't Super Walmart back then. In Topeka, it was Hypermart. And it was in the news a lot that we're getting a Hypermart. It's a grocery store. It's just bigger. And it was a big deal back then. This is just the updated version of Hypermart.
Now, imagine this. Let me set the scene for you.
Have you been to a Buc-ee's before?
Yeah. Imagine you walk into a gas station, and at first it kind of looks like maybe a Scheels. You can buy some outerwear. You walk past the retail portion where you've got the overalls and the coats, the cowboy boots, the hats, whatever you can think of right there in the front of the store. You walk past that area, and you've got every roller grill item you can think of.
Yep.
You've got fresh-made tacos, burritos.
I mean, some roller food.
If you've got a hankering for some roller food, that's where you want to be. And beyond that is a wall of just snacks. I mean, you can't even reach the top shelf, Dana. You would have to ask somebody taller than you to go, hey, I want those up there. Mm-hmm. And it is just as far as the eye can see.
Okay. Speaking of snacks, when we get back, my Facebook exploded over the weekend after a Festivus Friday grievance about taco shells. Scott, I know you have a box.
Half a box now.
If you are looking to fund the rest of your child's college education, put that box up on eBay. This is now a nationwide
store. The La Tiara?
Yes. We will talk about it when we come back. Because there's got to be something that we can do with our voices, this community, to demand that they start making the tacos again.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.